Colmore, the meeting, county commission meeting, May 9th, 2020. Flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The chancellor, the previous meeting minutes, is there any changes and or additions?
Mr. Chairman, I move we accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
I'll second it.
Aye, sign of motions.
First motion, 23-200, to approve the consent agenda. Second motion, 23-201, to go into executive session. Oh, to recess, I'm sorry.
Recess, open session.
Oh, recess, the open session. 23-202, regarding executive session in Roden Bridge. Here we go.
Safe House Crisis Center presenting emergency shelter grant. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me come today to present this grant. We are a continuous subrecipient agency of this grant, so thank you to Crawford County for being the main subrecipient and being the pass-through for us. The Emergency Shelter or Solutions Grant, the ESG grant, is a federal grant that's passed to the state of Kansas. And that grant is a grant that really supports our emergency shelter. Safe House Crisis Center is a nonprofit located in Pittsburgh, and we serve victims and survivors that have fled violence. And we provide emergency shelter services to them, advocacy. And then with the ultimate goal, hoping they can begin and rebuild their lives free of violence. So our shelter is, we moved into that facility in 2017 after Capital Campaign, and it is a very large facility, a little over 8,800 square foot with 14 bedrooms, a couple kitchens and living rooms, and it's very secure for the victims that we serve. So the Emergency Solutions Grant, like I said, is a vital piece in supporting our emergency shelter in Pittsburgh. It covers our utilities within shelter, a portion of our shelter manager's salary, and then also some basic upkeep. We received level funding last year through the ESG. And level funding is always a cut to us. We have really seen a huge increase in the expenses within our shelter, really overall with our entire agency, like many others can agree. We, just in a year, 12 months alone, we've seen almost a 50% increase in our utility expenses for that shelter. So we are really hopeful with this application. Usually this grant is a 12-month grant, and they have, through the KHRC, have made it now a 15-month grant. And so it will be from July to September 2024. So we have continued to stay incredibly busy within our shelter facility. Just in the last 12 months, we've sheltered about 230 victims and their children. So we continue to really have a need for the shelter. So, again, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to come here and talk to you about this and present it to you and supporting our agency. Do you have any questions?
What's your usually your longest stay for a family or a victim? How long do they usually stay with you before they get turned around?
Usually it takes close to 90 days.
90 days.
Yeah, sometimes they can get kind of on their feet within 60, but we usually see it around 90 days.
In this period of time, do you take and have some kind of skill sets that you teach them, you know, hey, you don't need to be battered, you know, hey, you can do it on your own and stuff like that. Do you have
we have support networks. Our staff work with them every day, and either through education or support groups, we talk to them about different parts of the violence they've experienced, and really hoping that once they get out on their own, they can break that cycle of violence.
Is there any returns? I mean, what's your percent?
Yes.
Yeah.
The national average for a victim fleeing violence, it takes them 7 times to finally completely break free. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of different barriers that keep them in that situation, and, you know, their reasonings on why they return, but it's about 7 times. We do see returning clients, you know, 2 or 3 times, but we always want to ensure that we keep the door open for them so they know they can come back.
How does their children, when they come back in, is it mostly small ones or is there teenagers?
It's a mix. Like right now in shelter, we're full. And we have anywhere from a baby that's 3 weeks old to a 17-year-old girl. So we have a huge mix of children, huge mix of clients. I mean, just in this past few months, we've sheltered clients that are almost 80 years old.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
do you have much homeless people that needs a shelter?
We do get calls for homeless individuals, but because of the type of funding that we get, we have to only provide shelter to victims that are fleeing.
And that's just Crawford County, or is that a 4-state area?
It's a 7 county.
7 county?
Yeah. So we bring them in from all 7 counties, and we'll transport them to Pittsburgh and then help them, start.
Does a lot of them stay here in this area, or they go back to their area?
They stay here. They find employment here, and then they get housing here, and then, they enroll their kids in school here, and they stay.
Okay. I know I would say that every time, but you got a great facility there. And
thank you.
What you do, it's hard. You can't really advertise.
Right.
But
thank you.
Appreciate everything you do there.
No, for sure. I'd like to echo that. We appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
And we know it's not an easy job, but you do a great job at it.
Thank you.
What's the difference between, and I mean the same thing, you say your building's full. I've been in that building several times. That's a big building.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know you said you had 230. What's the difference between you guys and in their crisis building out there on Atkinson by County Health? What's that house out there?
The Women's Renewal?
Yes, Renewal.
Yeah.
What's the difference between them?
That's kind of the next step for women that are getting out of ATC. Substance abuse. They're
kind of stepping down.
Yes,
stepping down.
Yes.
Okay.
It gives you inpatient treatment and outpatient therapy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We actually go in there and do a support group once a week because
a
lot of the women that are going through treatment have been victimized most of their lives, and so helping them kind of talk through that too. So.
Okay. So you also have counseling there, I assume.
Yes, we have a therapist on our staff that. She's our therapist and provides therapy directly to our clients for free.
Good.
Any other questions?
No.
If there's no further questions, I move we grant the grant application authorizing the chair to sign.
I'll second that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I think there's just one. Bruce, and one of the
signers.
You got it?
I've got one more.
So you got it marked?
Okay. Yes.
That's it. You're.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
All right, moving on to new business. Lisa?
I'm just going to mention that I, last week, Jean Roundtree and I attended the KCC EOA, which is the Kansas County Clerks and Elections Officials conference, and got a lot of really good training from the Secretary of State's office about election procedures and security and all the updates. So, yeah. Eventful, and that's why I was gone. So.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Jim?
The only thing I have for new business is I'd like to request an executive session at the end of the meeting for 15 minutes under attorney-client privilege regarding Roden Bridge.
Okay.
That's all I have for new business.
Tom?
I would like to request a 15-minute executive session under non-elected personnel at the end of the meeting pertaining to employees.
Pertaining to what?
Our employees.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
Carl?
Yeah. I don't mean to be a copycat, but I need an executive session with the three commissioners, county council on EMS. I should say staffing. And the second one is I'd like to have 15 minutes on the three commissioners and county council on employee.
How much on the first one?
Yeah.
30.
15 on the second one. And sometime, like I say, I thought we had a good work session this morning with all the daycare centers. I hope we work out and get it, which I hope we make everybody happy, but you know that's not going to happen. So
no, but we have to do the
Carl, we have to do.
Is make sure that we get these daycares built.
Yes,
we've given the funds to do it, and we just need to stay on top of it and follow through.
Yeah, because I have, you know, a lot of people, it was daycares and the bypass seemed like all week. And we
just know that feeling.
Yes. But right now, that's all I have under new business.
All right. One thing I have under new business is pertaining to the bypass. I know we set up the link for KDOT on the website, but I think we need to do something for ourselves. And she sent me, I didn't get a chance to print it off actually because the issues went up today, but it's, if we put it on the website, it'd be a digital format. If we wanted to have our paper copies available, we can leave them in different areas for those who don't use computers. Really what it consists of is you can set up however you want, but you know, you put your name, your email, and you can type a response, and then we can collect those at an email address, and we can review those as needed. And if people submit hard copies, same thing. But I think it'd be a good idea for our own purpose to have some sort of input portal. So
yeah.
Lisa's not answering the phone and trying to take requests.
Did you have a lot of calls yesterday? Because I had several of them that tried to voice their concerns and had trouble getting through on the KDOT website.
We had one that emailed me. I forwarded.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it would just be a way to clean it up. I mean, we have our own collection of information, I guess.
Well, you know that, and you hear so many comments on there. I was Saturday night, and a guy just told me, you know, you're wasting your time. It's a done deal. I got a hold of the state, asked about the money. Is the money there, you know? You might as well ask that screen. No one's going to tell you nothing. It's something that popped up, and we'll see what happens with it. I hear there's several petitions going around, but are they going to do any good? I don't know.
Well, I don't disagree, but I think if we have a meeting saying we're going to go on the east side of Pittsburgh, we'd be filled up again with a group of different people.
Exactly.
And that's where we just need to have some sort of input. And if we want to put together a questionnaire to accompany it, a survey,
She put that together.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, kind of like what we did with the ARPA funds. Put something together, get some input, and deal with what we got to deal with. But it's not going to go away.
Right. I agree.
If you want to see a survey, we can try to put a survey together and approve it. Maybe even later this week and just see.
I kind of like to wait on the survey till we have these other two meetings in Crawford County. There's one tonight. And
well, I think the 15th. Post it, but we can have it ready to release. Yeah,
but I don't know. It's the way the whole country is nowadays.
All right. Okay. That's all I have for new business. Are you on old business, Lisa?
I have no old business.
Jim?
Yes. Okay, so we talked about this. Here you go, Tom. I'll find it.
Thanks, Tom.
I'll find the main section and read off of it. We've talked a few times now about reporting injuries, especially for work comp, and visit with Randy about that as far as changing the policy. Randy went through it, and we had a section on reporting injuries. We've revamped that a little bit because for some reason illness was put in there too. Okay. That's really not what it should have been. So we clarified the injury, how to report it, when to report it. We have a contracting Crawford County doctor. We didn't want to name the doctor because things change, so we have to print 300 more. So we took out emergency action plan. I don't know why that was ever in there. But serious injury, they need to go to the ER directly. And that's what we've been telling people, that if you're seriously hurt, go to the ER, then get with us and get to our provider for review and hopefully get back to work. And so that's our plan. We bet it a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry, Bruce.
No, you're fine. To do. I'm just, if we had immediately in here already, is there an advantage of doing 48 hours?
So far, yes. I haven't seen it in there. I didn't think there was no time limit on it. And the people that I've been visiting with that's asked about this, every one of them's had 24 hours. I had a guy yesterday say, why are you waiting 48 hours for somebody?
I think that's just to catch the people we don't get. I mean,
yeah.
We've told people immediately.
Yeah.
That's what we
have. Yeah, what's in that's
yes.
In immediately.
It says immediately now. So we can leave that alone if you'd like.
I think immediately is better because if it happens during the work day, I think it needs to be right now.
We've coached everybody and they're pretty good at it. Now, once in a while, we'll get one slip up. But we've
my problem with 48 hours is coming in Monday and saying I had an issue Friday.
Right. Well, really, Jim, correct me. But if one of our employees gets hurt and they don't go immediately or within 24 hours, they go 3 days later.
State law is going to cover.
Right.
It's going to cover those people. However, as it says in the policy, they really need to be following our protocol. And the main thing is getting to our provider. So if they're going off with another provider, then that's just going to delay their...
Slow the process down.
That's right. Because that provider will start sending them places, running a tab, and that just arms us and our work comp. So we want to make sure that they're reporting and they're getting to our provider.
On that same token, Tom, all they really have to do, and you know, I'm not going to use a rolling, but I'm going to say someone here in the courthouse, and say one of hers falls, bumps her head. All she's going to say, hey, I bumped my head. I just want to say that's it. I don't have to go to a provider. At least she's got a record that she bumped her head, and then down the road, every time someone reports, everybody thought when you reported something that it was a mark against you. That's not correct. I mean.
Well, and there's two things happening as well. You can report it to the fiscal office, and they can have a record of it. That doesn't mean they have to turn it in
100%, right.
But at least they know. Mm-hmm. And if something comes up, they at least have that on their radar and says somebody walking in 3 weeks later, and by the way, did you know that this happened?
Yeah.
We'll know.
Yeah.
I've been to a doctor, and that's what we don't want. So yep.
Is the illness piece to...
It's covered in sick leave. if that's what you were asking.
No, I'm just wondering, the injury or illness, is the illness piece in there due to some of the other county positions?
I'm not sure why it was in there.
I mean, I'm thinking, I'm just wondering.
That's my stupid.
Well, I'll say,
I've got it on.
I guess the best health department. Mm-hmm. If there's something sure that happened, mm-hmm. I mean.
No, I totally understand. The sooner the better.
Right.
I'm just throwing the scenario out there that, you know, if someone were not to do it immediately
right.
and did it 3 days later, they're not going to be turned down.
They're not going to be turned down.
Right.
I'm just wondering if you don't let
it. It's better. I mean, I agree. It's right. better we know as soon as it happens.
Yeah.
And
do you see an advantage of changing it from 48 to from immediately?
No, I kind of like immediately better as well. And the reason being is I don't want to give someone the perception that
if it gets better.
Right.
Okay.
The same thing. Let's say the manager taking the illness out.
It's for injury.
This is for injury.
We have an injury policy for illness.
Okay. But
if we have a work comp as an illness, that's fine. I mean, it'll be covered under work comp as an injury, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I'm wondering if the illness is, I'm thinking illness related to the injury. I don't know, I'm just throwing this out there. Let's say Tommy has a bad thing, something blows up in his face, makes him sick. That's different, I don't know.
Yeah.
Would be a work comp.
That would be a work comp, but it'd be covered
off the bat. Or somebody gets a needle stick at the health department and
that's work comp.
That would be a work comp.
I'm thinking the illness.
I don't think it has to be in there.
That's fine. I'm asking. I'm just,
yeah. If that's your legal opinion, then.
Yeah, Dr. Rainey, she thought it was. We were trying to do two things.
That's fine.
Under one section, and they really should be separate. Then I went back to sick leave, and it's all in there under illness. So.
Well, I think immediately.
We can leave it alone, really.
I think if you think the illness needs to be taken out, I'm okay with that. And this emergency action plan doesn't cover.
No, I'm not sure.
I think
why that's in there.
She's only printing more handbooks anyway, correct?
She has to print more handbooks, so we can clean it up, and I'll get back to you Friday.
Sounds good.
Jim, was immediately in there before?
Yes.
I don't
it was in a separate section, and I think that's why.
Oh, okay.
I knew we put it in there, and look.
But now it's going to be under work comp or injuries on the job?
It'll be, it's under the safety section.
Okay.
There's a whole list of safety.
I didn't understand that much. Because there was one party said, well, I've done this about 8-9 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you better go get it turned in.
Yes, they should.
Well, then he ended up going to a doctor.
Right.
Done. Then we'll pay. Yeah. Okay. But this is all going to be under safety section.
This is under the safety section.
Good.
Right. Yeah.
Good job.
Okay. We'll rework that and have it back Friday.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's all right.
Tom?
No, sir.
Carl?
No.
Nothing at this time. So, Jim's make a motion to the executive session for a period of 15 minutes. Three questions of counsel pertaining to attorney-client privilege covering Roden Bridge.
Second.
I'll make appointment tomorrow.
Okay. That's our way with camera today.
Nope.
Next thing is after executive session, three commissioners and counsel for a period of 30 minutes under non-elected personnel pertaining to EMS staffing.
Second.
Aye.
Motion of executive session for a period of 15 minutes. Three commissioners and counsel pertaining to non-elected personnel. Topic, I guess, courthouse.
Second.
Aye.
Discussing housing survey. On May 19, 2023, Mr. Mike Gillen, Community Corrections Administrator, presented fiscal year 2024, 11th Judicial District Community Corrections Comprehensive plan, grant, application, and budget.
Any other business?
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further business, I'm going to adjourn.
I'll second.
Aye.